BFF Omaha became a not-for-profit in July 2015, after 3 years of organizing monthly First Friday art walks. 11 years after it started and approved by the Nebraska legislature, Benson was officially designated a creative district.
Put us in a little bit of a predicament because the goal of the creative district program is to build the community, the economy, you know, economic development, utilizing the arts. Well, we kind of already did that in 2012. In my mind, like, we already were a quote unquote creative district. So now we just have this designation. So it's kind of like, okay, now what do you do? Like, what do you do now?
Annie Butler, the director of Benson Creative District, has been with BFF Omaha since its inception. What started as an idea became a key influence in shaping the region's arts and creative culture. Her goal now is to expand and engage more people.
Making people realize that this isn't like an exclusive club that you have to belong to and you have to be an artist and blah, blah, blah. My thought is just utilizing the arts as the lens by which we do everything. So making people realize, like, oh, when we're talking about engaging, whether that's individuals or students or the older population, children, whatever it is, engaging them using the arts. So say you don't feel that you are a creative or an artist, that doesn't really matter. Like, we're using this art project that we're doing to engage with each other and connect and build that community.
In the end, this is very simple for her: to build connections between people, whether they are artists or not. Fostering these relationships is the foundation to a stronger community.
What happened in between? What happened in that process of connecting with people and using this project, you know, this art project, to do so?
Recently, Butler has been dedicating much of her time to working with high school students and supporting various initiatives, all from an artistic perspective, such as art clubs and lunch with creative professionals.
Showing the students that there are alternatives to being a teacher, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer. Especially Benson has a huge immigrant and refugee population. So a lot of them, you know, they come here and they're like, I have to be a doctor. Like, that's the only way that I can succeed, you know, because they come from these, a lot of hardships, and they just don't want their families to experience what they've experienced. So they see, like, okay, lawyer, doctor, like, whatever is going to make me the most money and make sure that I can support my family, which is totally understandable. But just showing them that, and whether it's a career or not, showing them the importance of, like, just staying creative. And they are so creative. So just, you know, it doesn't have to be your career either. There's so many people, you know, there's doctors who are poets, right? There's lawyers who are painters, right? Like, you don't have to choose one or the other, or, you know, it could turn into a career too.
She hopes to create spaces where people who are creative but pursue other careers can still practice and enjoy the art forms that they are passionate about.
Art is just kind of the lens. It's never like the goal. It lens on everything we're doing. So, you know, I want to tackle things like safe streets, right? Like, you can use the arts for that. There's really no problem that you can't put a creative spin on.
More information about future plans and the different programs from BFF Omaha at bffomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.